little children. I can't remember. Was it diphtheria that where your throat swells up and can't breathe and you choke? Yeah. That, you know, I don't guess anybody gets that.
I used to. People call it slow fever, now it's typhoid fever. But long about sitting is slow fever. Our daddy had slow fever, and you know they just starved him to death. So many days that they couldn't eat, you know, they wouldn't give them nothing to eat.
Well,
and now they don't starve you with no kind of fever, you know.
Well, I've heard that old saying, what is it, stuff a cold and starve a fever.
Guess that's what they're doing, but now that won't do every time, I don't think.
What about sometimes when you get a cold and it makes your throat scratchy and your voice sounds funny, you say that you're what?
Yeah, sore throat.
Okay, and would you say that you're a horse?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're young. You're older than I am. You're older.
I know about
the whole
time.
Oh, man. What about when in the morning when you've been sleeping and the alarm goes off, you do what? Do you say, yesterday I woke up or I waked up, would you say?
Well, I didn't say waked up, but I don't know. That might not be right. But
well, don't worry about whether it's right or not. let's see. What about a person that can't hear? You say he's what?
He's deep.
Okay. And if you get out and work in the sun and get real hot, you'll get soaked with what?
Sweat.
Okay. What about a boy? I mean a...
Rise.
I've done give it away now. Yeah, right, rise.
people used to
have to lance these and what would come out of them?
Old corn would come out of them, corruption.
Okay.
Well, that's right. People might say that and then they might score out. You know.
That's something else that kids don't get anymore. When I was little kids, I guess,
and
I don't know why, I guess maybe it was some kind of infection from running around in the dirt all the time or something, but kids used to have those rhizomes on their arms.
Stone boots on their feet.
Yeah. My daughter got a ringworm, but she's David Musselman is a veterinarian, is a friend of mine, and we were going out to his house, and she was hanging around his stables all the time and got a ringworm, and that first one I'd heard of in 15 or 20 years, I guess.
Well, now, we was talking about walnuts a while ago, but that's what people you stocked them with. Get that old green hull, you know, rub them there, and they claim they'd kill them. Ringworms there.
Just the kind of stuff.
These stains on.
Yeah, remember that. You used to get that. I didn't know about the ringworm, but you used to get that stain on you, and there wasn't hardly any way you could get it out.
I know, but you know, people would doctor lots and use them for lots of things. The Dyquil linings, we used to have the Dyquil linings. We didn't buy no dye like we do now, you know.
Well, what color would it make?
Oh, brown looking.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Have you ever heard the term when a cut gets infected, kind of turns red and comes up, they call that proud flesh? Have you ever heard that term?
Yeah, and blood poisoned lips set up in.
Okay. A place where people are buried is called a what?
Well, we call it cemetery now, but we used to call it graveyard.
Okay. And back when, and a long time ago when people died, so the family would wear black for a period of time, and they'd be in
so many days.
Yeah, because they were supposed to be in what? Would you say mourning?
Yeah, mourning, I guess.
Okay. What if you get a talking about illnesses a minute ago? Sometimes when you get a, I never can remember which side it is, a pain
on
in the side. Yeah, right. What side is that on?